The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And you are tuned in to the radio program that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm along every week to learn as much from Dr. Mike as you are every week. I'm Joe Galewski. Thank you for listening today. To reach Dr. Mike on the show today on the phone, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. udocs@gmail.com is the email. We have a lot of medical news, interesting medical news to tell you about. We have emails from you that Dr. Mike will answer today. And the most exciting news today is we are now on iHeartRadio Talk. Now, what is iHeartRadio Talk? Well, this is an extension and a unique dimension of the iHeartRadio platform. I'm sure you've probably heard about iHeartRadio. This delivers for you fully customizable on-demand talk to you if you go online or on mobile devices. So this is really a great way to experience your favorite shows and personalities and hear what's going on in the world of health today. So you can add Radio MD and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to what they call the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a special news and updates station that you can customize. And you can try it out for free. This is nothing you have to pay for. Now, try it out for free. Go to iHeartRadio.com and download the app or use it on the web. For example, if you use it on the web, what you do is click Talk, the word Talk, in the main menu, and then search for this show, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a way, Dr. Mike, for millions more to get your message on top of the millions more that listen to your message all the time now.
Well, you know, Joe, not only that, but on my TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N radio, which I get through a free app on my iPhone, you can hear all the old shows, the archive shows of this, so you don't have to go to RadioMD.com. But, of course, you're welcome to go to RadioMD.com. But it's also live on TuneIn Radio as well as on iHeart Talk.
This is a great extension of the iHeart Radio venue because iHeart Radio Clear Channel invention a couple of years ago has been so innovative in bringing music and customized radio stations to people based on their needs and their likes and their wants. So now the natural progression, natural extension is to include it into the talk community. So this was just the natural thing to do. The iHeartRadio Music Festival is one of the biggest festivals in the world every year now. Every September in Las Vegas, you may have heard about that. So just some amazing extensions of the iHeartRadio venue. This is iHeartRadio Talk. And again, if you go on the web, you can click Talk in the main menu and then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We are so excited and so happy to be part of iHeartRadio Talk, and you should give it a chance very soon. Coming up at 35 past the hour, we have a guest every guest segment, and it'll be Dr. Eric Bing. Dr. Bing is co-author of what's called Pharmacy on a Bicycle: Innovative Solutions for Global Health and Poverty. What can you preview about the guest at 5:35, Dr. Mike, or 35 after the hour, rather?
Well, this is a book written and endorsed by Clinton and Bush, etc., but it is how to bring the advances in medical care to places around the world, largely, but places that can't afford them. And I'm going to talk to him about how to bring the advances we know about, that is the routine things we know about, such as how do we get obesity under control in the United States, and how do we save hearts here without even the pharmacy. That is, how do we take what he's learned in bringing better medical care, usually very inexpensively. Essentially, it's using business practices to spread medical care inexpensively. How do we do that with our own population so as to save us, so we don't have diminishing educational, social programs, and even impaired defense? See if he can come up with something that we need in the United States.
Dr. Eric Bing at 35 minutes after the hour, pharmacy on bicycle. And again, we have a lot of great informative medical stories of the week to get to. Also, we have, of course, your emails, questions, Dr. Mike's answers to your questions. Where are the cities where the most people have heart attacks?
Well, Joe, do you know the answer to this, or are you just asking me for to set me up?
It was a question, so I don't know.
Well, the interesting thing is, what would you think are the characteristics of the cities with the most heart attacks?
Probably the cities that have the greatest amount of poverty.
Well, that has one. That is one component, but it actually is a minor one. Okay, so now let me go and ask you the rest of it. Where do you think the next greatest are?
Oh, man, I didn't come prepared today. What's the question again? May I delay by asking the question again?
Well, it is, what cities do you think have the highest heart attack risk?
What cities have the highest heart attack risk?
This is actually phrased in a different way.
Cities in the South.
We actually know the answer to this. Where do the most heart attacks occur?
Cities in the South.
Why do you say that?
Well, probably, and I don't mean to be rude about this, maybe less educated people with regard to health issues, maybe less fortune economically, people who have less money, maybe people who don't make as much money need to buy more inexpensive food, more fast food. I would say that area of the country would be near the top.
Yeah, so you are right on some of it. It is people where there is highest blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, and smoking. And so the number one, we'll do a countdown. Number five, Charleston, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
It has 6.3 heart attacks in the percent of people in the last 10 years who live there who've had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Amazing, right? 6.3%.
Yeah.
It has 24.2% obesity, so it's lower. 19.2% obesity. 19.2% smoking rate. So it's above the national average in both of those. And a medium income of $44,000. The next lowest, or the next highest, I'm sorry, 6.6% of the population of Utica, Rome, New York, near where you live.
Wow.
30.1% obesity, 26.7% smoking, an income of $45,000.
Hmm.
Then the next one is Fort Smith, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, that general area, 6.7% heart attacks, 28.9% obesity, 25.8%, $35,900. The next one, Davenport, Moline, Rock Island, Iowa, and Illinois, not in the South.
No,
it's
Midwest.
The one that, obviously, Utica isn't in the South, and it isn't in the South. 6.7%, 26.3% obesity, 21% smoking rate. And the highest, drum roll, please. Let's see if I can get a drum roll here. I think I can get a drum roll.
Very good.
Huntington, Ashland, West Virginia, Kentucky, and Ohio. And to show you how high this is, it's 8.9%. 37% obesity, second highest in the nation. 30% smoking, second highest in the nation. $36,000 medium household income, one of the lowest in the nation. So those three factors combined, 8.9%. The national average, believe it or not, is under 4% of people have had a heart attack. So that's more than double the national average.
No city in the South there.
Well, Huntington, Ashford, West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio is kind of south, and so is Charleston, West Virginia.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of all six through 10 are in that south.
Well, listen, can you get too much exercise? Dr. Mike will have the answer to that question and more medical news stories coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. Freedherbs.com. Freedherbs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.